How do you record a podcast episode when none of your recording equipment's working? Let's find out after the theme tune. Yep, so nothing seems to want to work today. Although, I think I've got a solution. I'm recording directly into my iPhone using Ferrite, which seems to work, seems to not work. Like, if I make a recording and then stop the recording and then start another recording, the other recording just doesn't work. It only records once, and then I have to fully quit the app and then start again. So this is just going to be one long continuous recording, no stopping, which to be honest is what I normally do anyway, but I'm not even going to pause the recording, which I think might be the problem. There's probably just an issue with the current versions of software that is out, because me being me, I am running all the betas, and, you know, that doesn't always work very well, does it? Audio Hijack just seemed to suddenly stop working on my Mac, which is what I usually record directly onto my Mac with. But again, another beta or release candidate came out last night, so it's probably just broken that. Not their fault, it's my fault for being on the bleeding edge. Anyway, welcome to That's a Freebie. I am going to try and keep this episode quite short this week, because I realise they've been getting longer and longer and longer, and I am roughly try to keep them around the 20-minute mark rather than creeping up to the 30s where they've been recently. I realise it's not much more, but it's a little bit more. I've got a lot of podcasts to listen to in the week, just like you heard last week, and I'm sure you all have a lot of podcasts to listen to in the week as well, so I don't want to take up too much of your time if I can help it. There's going to be a slight change to the schedule of the podcast as well. Currently, it's released every Wednesday, and if you're listening to this now, you're probably thinking, wait a minute, it's not Wednesday, it's Thursday. Or Friday. I'm actually not sure at this moment. I'm going to start releasing it on either Thursday or Friday is my preferred day. I'm not going to pick a specific one. I will always aim for Thursday, I suppose, is probably the best way of putting it. But sometimes it might creep into Friday. Hopefully, not any other day of the week, but that's kind of my goal. It's simply to give me two chances to record. Like I say, I record this on the days that I'm not doing my full-time job. And it's quite hard only having Monday to record. For example, this Monday, I wasn't feeling particularly well. I have a weird immune system problem that causes me whole body to come out in hives. And I've had it for the last week or so, so I've not been particularly well. And the medication I take for that hasn't been working properly, that kind of thing. I'm in the middle of trying to make a few changes to medication, so you know that works. So that's one story from the week, I suppose. I'm not going to go too much detail into it, though. If it gets a lot worse, I might. It's an interesting illness to discuss, but I don't think it's that entertaining, really, to discuss it. But we'll see. One day I might talk about it. For now, just know some days I'm not very well, so I need an extra day to record, which could be the Wednesday. At least it gives me two chances to record in the week, and then I'll release on the Thursday, maybe the Friday if I need to do a little bit more editing, but I have to do very little editing, really. So that's why you're not getting an episode on Wednesday this week. That's why you've got the episode on, I think, Thursday. It's now Wednesday when I'm recording it. I'm sure I'll be able to edit it later and get it out for tomorrow. It's usually not that difficult to do. So what's happened this week? This week has been a bit of a up and down week, I suppose. It's not really been much of an entertaining week. It's been a fairly, I suppose, somber week. We had an incident where our rabbits were attacked in the back garden and went missing. It looks like a fox probably got in there, destroyed the rabbit hutch, ripped it to pieces. We had one very sad little girl, because the rabbits are the girls. As I mentioned before, we've also got a leopard gecko. That's the boys, or virtually mine at this point, but it's the boys. So the girl was upset. She was doing that thing where you cry and the tears actually shoot out of your face. She was really, really upset. But the good news is we were able to get one of the rabbits back. We had two. We had Peter and we had Nightshade. And we managed to get Nightshade back. We came home from, well, all the different places we were that day to find that Nightshade was actually in her run in the back garden. She'd been locked in there. It turns out one of the neighbours had found her and brought her back for us and put her in the little run. So that was nice. That's good. We've now got an indoor rabbit. So she's actually in a quite a large what's that animal called? I can't remember. Smaller than rabbits. Guinea pig. She's in quite a large guinea pig cage at the moment, which we were given years ago. We never actually got guinea pigs. We were looking after them for somebody else. Their guinea pigs passed on, so we got the cage. But it's quite large. It's big enough for her. But we're looking into some indoor furniture now that actually incorporates a rabbit hutch into it. So I will probably keep you up to date with that. But she's fine. She's quite happy. I think she's still a bit scared. She looks like she's got a bit of PTSD from it all, because you know any noises in the house and she goes running and hides. Which I suppose rabbits kind of do that anyway. They are quite timid creatures in that respect. But yeah, she's doing fine. We still haven't found Peter, but we are still looking. You never know. There is a chance that we might find him. There were no signs of blood or black fur or anything like that around the area where they were attacked. So we're kind of hoping there's a chance that he's still out there somewhere and he's just hiding in a bush or something like that. That would be quite good. We would have one very happy girl then at that point. So yeah, that happened. We also had an incident at school where on the first day of school, the boy was poorly in the morning, but he was also very nervous about going to school. So I think it was at the time, I think it was mostly like nerves, anxiety about going back to school. He was going into the juniors for the first time. He was very anxious about that. He'd mentioned it a lot over the last few weeks. So he was clearly, he was looking forward to going back to school. He was looking forward to seeing his friends, but I think he wasn't looking forward to the change in the type of work he's going to be doing. Anyway, he went into school because the girl reminded him that there would be a new classmate joining. And he was quite happy about that. So he wanted to meet a new classmate. So he went into school. Unfortunately, he got sent home at lunchtime. The teacher said he clearly wasn't well. And he's probably not best to be in there. I mean, he literally skipped out of school when he came out. He was bouncing. He was smiling. I didn't look very sick to me. But, you know, they have got 30 other children to look after in the class, I suppose. Or however many it is. I imagine it's about 30. There's a lot anyway. It's hard to do that and look after a poorly child who clearly isn't going to want to do anything. So, yeah, he came home. And later that night, he barfed everywhere. So clearly he was sick. I was wrong for thinking he was faking it or for thinking it was something else. He was, he was sick everywhere. I've never seen so much. But he was fine the day after. So he clearly just needed to get it out of his system, as it were. So, yeah, that was the week. Not much else has happened, really. It has been a fairly quiet week. Like I said, previous episodes, most of my weeks are pretty quiet, but not always that exciting. But that's the point of this, right? Is to listen to what's going on inside a random person's head. You don't know me. I don't know you. It's just good to know what's going on inside someone's head and to see if you think the same. So moving on to the entertainment section of the show. I still haven't found a way to transition between the different sections without making it sound like, first of all, I'm going, oh, here's the entertainment section, or just randomly starting talking about it and it not flowing smoothly, which I think is quite hard to do. I have noticed that in other podcasts I listen to. You can tell the edit where they just jump into another subject. And to me, it doesn't feel right on this kind of show because it is just me chatting away with a microphone. I'd like you to not know there are edits. Like, the edits that are in there are generally just where I've stopped to think about something. You don't want long silences. That's kind of the plan. But then if I just suddenly start talking about another subject, it sounds like I've cut an entire section out. And I don't know, it just doesn't feel like it makes a lot of sense to me. Maybe the future is that I start doing much shorter episodes, but just talking about individual things that have happened, like maybe just tell a single story, but then some of them are like 10 seconds long. I'm not releasing a 10 second episode of a podcast because that just seems like it's not worth anybody's time. It's probably not worth my time with the recording and your time listening, really. I don't know. Let me know what you think. If you can come up with a way for me to transition between different sections of the show, I'd happily take that feedback. I'd be quite happy to get some suggestions there. But anyway, yeah, like I said, on to the entertainment section. The biggest thing that's been entertaining me this week, I suppose, is TV. I've been watching the Superman and Lois TV show. Little known fact, Superman is actually my favourite superhero. I know a lot of people find him boring because he can pretty much just do anything. But I don't know if there's something about that that's always appealed to me. And there's always ways that they find to trick him into not being able to do the straightforward thing. And I do like as well, he's almost overpowered in a way that if he just went in and started saving everybody, he'd probably end up accidentally killing everybody. So a lot of scenes within the Superman world are him trying to work out how to solve a problem without causing more problems, without essentially accidentally killing everybody. I always like to use the example of the movie Superman Returns, the one with Brandon Routh. Again, controversial opinion, I think it's a great movie. A lot of people didn't like that movie. Go back and watch it again. It's better now because it's almost like, well, for me, it's probably because I've matured a little bit and I understand a bit more about how these things work. I actually, at the time when it first came out, didn't realize it was a sequel to Superman 2 and they were pretending that Superman 3 didn't exist. Maybe they should have advertised that more. I don't know. Either way, so I think it's a good movie. And the scene where he catches the plane, you know, like right at the beginning, spoiler if you haven't seen a 10-year-old movie, probably more than 10 years old. However old it is, spoiler. It's like that scene. It's not just a case of he catches a plane. The plane's spinning, the plane's on fire. So he first has to try and work out how to stop the plane from spinning. And he does that by trying to grab hold of the wing. The wing breaks off. You can see him go, oh, nope, that didn't work. That's not the fix for this. And you can see he's actually calculating the best way to solve the problem. And that's what I like about the way they have Superman resolve issues. Now, it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes it's just a bit of a spectacle and, you know, it's just got to be that way. But I like to always pretend that that's what's happening, and it helps me get past the whole he can do anything thing and realize that actually he's having to put a bit of work into this. And I don't know, just one of the reasons why Superman's always been one of my favorite superheroes. I kind of just wish that he was devised by Marvel instead of by DC. Nothing against DC, really. I've just always been more of a Marvel fan than a DC fan. So I've never really read many of the DC comic books, other than quite a few of the Superman ones. I kind of feel like he would have been better served in that world. I might be wrong. Who knows? Anyway, I've been watching that TV show. It's a good TV show. I'm on series 2. I believe there's 3 series and a 4th one due, from what I can gather. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty sure that's right. Either way, there's going to be at least 4 series. I'm on series 2. Series 1 was good. Again, spoiler alert for a current-ish TV show. I think it came out in 2021. It's, yes, Superman is in it, because, you know, you couldn't have a Superman TV show without Superman in some way, shape or form. But the show is actually focused more around his family relationship and how he manages being a father, because he's got twin sons, actually, they're twins. And it's about managing how he is a father and how he is Superman at the same time and how he juggles both of those lives. And of course, as any Superman show or movie should do, it also focuses on Lois Lane, because she's also really one of the heroes of the story. She isn't just a side character. She's a main character in this show, which is good. It's how it really should be. Because that's just what it's about, right? As always, this is the point where I throw a bit of self-promotion out there. Please do go to thatsafreebie.com. Check out that website, because I put a lot of work and effort into that website. I would love for people to get on there and discuss the topics in the show. If you think I'm an idiot for saying that Superman should be sold to Marvel... I didn't actually quite say so it should be sold to Marvel, but I'm thinking that now. If you don't like that, feel free to tell me that. That's okay. Discussion is something I would like to encourage. That's freebie.com. You can do that on there. Don't forget to leave a review for the podcast, because that helps me reach more people. And remember, your homework from last week is to go and tell one person about the podcast and get them to listen to it. I would appreciate it if you'd still do that. That's your ongoing homework. I'm going to leave you with one final thought. We are just under the 20-minute mark at the moment, so you never know, I might be able to keep this one under 20 minutes. One last thing before I go, another story from the week. You know, I like to save one to the end sometimes. I actually went to a car show this week. It was a high-power petrol car show, to be specific. So noisy cars, basically. It's something I used to be into when I was younger. Not so much anymore, but I ended up at this car show. I was a bit disappointed, though, because there was a protest when I was there. And they were protesting the... Weirdly, they were protesting... It was hard to get my head around it, but it was something to do with the way people are against like petrol usage and things like that. So it was a strange protest. Anyway, they were protesting. The chant was insane. They were chanting, "What do we want? High powered cars. When do we want them? Meow."